Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com here. I know this is the time of year we usually start our AVN podcast series. We will get to that, but the events of this week obviously made this topic kind of important. By now, most of you have probably heard that August Ames, a 23-year-old adult star, died a few days ago. It has been quite the topic in the industry. I wanted to cover it a little bit. Normally, I at least have some notes. This is going to be kind of just off the cuff a little bit. Obviously, condolences go out to her family and friends, including her husband, Kevin Moore. I didn't really know August. Met once at an event. I do know Kevin, known him for a long time, and you know, certainly we're all feeling for him and for her family and friends. And the loss of someone in our industry or otherwise at that age is a horrible thing. What's perhaps even more horrible is how everyone's reacting and what led up to it. So a couple days ago, August threw out a tweet, and you know, I've followed her ever since I can remember, and I don't recall anything particularly outrageous. I mean, there are people on Twitter, especially in the adult industry. I mean, this is a platform that thrives on drama, and I don't remember any drama coming from her at all. And then just sort of out of the blue, I saw back and forth that she was having over a tweet that she made, where she had said that she had canceled a shoot. She found out that the performer was crossover and didn't like that she wasn't informed and was just canceling the shoot. Now, those of you who don't know what crossover is, male performers who perform in gay or bi films and then come over to the straight side are considered crossover performers, and a lot of performers have concerns about that. August expressed that, and then immediately sort of got this extreme reaction. People felt that she was discriminating, she was being homophobic, and if you look, and again, you guys can look this up, I'm not going to really promote some of the crap on Twitter, but you can look up, she immediately apologized for offending anyone, but basically said, "My choice, my body," which seems like a pretty reasonable position for anyone in the industry to have, that performers should be allowed control over their own body, who they work with and who they don't. You may disagree with their reasoning, and there were some people trying to explain why her reasoning was incorrect. But the bottom line is, her reasons, her body, her choice. But that's not how it happened. And I think people who spend a lot of time on Twitter know that's not how it's ever going to happen. Now, part of the reason this is such a hot topic is there's an argument whether or not there's different protocols in the gay or the straight side. Some people will say yes, some people will say no. The testing may or may not be the same, but the fact is the HIV positive performers are allowed to perform in gay porn. So on that side, and I hate to use that terminology, but just to make it easy to understand, that it is allowed on one side, it is not allowed on the other. And right now, there is a battle for control over that sort of protocol, whether or not HIV-positive performers with undetectable viral load should be allowed to perform. It's a totally separate issue, totally separate time. We can discuss that, maybe bring somebody on who knows more about it. But there was a lot of negativity thrown back at her, probably because there's a lot of negativity thrown at performers who think it's okay. And there was some back and forth between some well-known performers who tried to discuss it logically. Tried to say, no, this is wrong, you're wrong about this. And a lot of that has to do with this battle for control over porn. It's a bigger story here. But as it relates to August, there were some sort of calm voices trying to explain to her why she was wrong, which, again, her body, her choice. And then there were some absolute asshole voices, including one guy. I wasn't even going to say his name, but you guys might want to know. Jaxton Wheeler, a pansexual performer, really went after her, made a bunch of videos. Obviously, this was a hot-button topic for him. And, you know, had it stopped there, I might have given him a little understanding. Clearly, this is an important issue to him. But one of his tweets basically was, you know, apologize or take a cyanide pill. Either one will be good with either. With either. Something to that effect. I believe he's deleted that tweet finally. And then, of course, the next morning, we get the news that she's passed away. Clearly, that tweet now is much worse in retrospect since tragedy happened. But then the reaction to that was immediate as well, because now everybody's pointing fingers at him and the bullying that she received. And one would hope that we might grow from that and see, look, people are awful online. And let's face it, what August went through was horrible, disgusting, and vile. And you could probably find arguments like that every day on Twitter. Just a couple days before, I was going through my Twitter feed, and I posted something I thought it was very funny. I had seen Jessica Drake and Jenna Jameson, two women with vastly different political ideologies, both vastly different from my own, on really extreme opposite ends, getting attacked by their opponents with the same, what do we care what you say, you're just a porn slut anyway. I was like, wow, it doesn't really matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. If you're in this industry, a certain percentage of assholes will just go in for that. You know, and the irony in the aftermath is that Jaxton couldn't apologize himself. When in his most offensive tweet, you know, he tried to say, all I was doing was asking for an apology. Well, then, asshole, apologize. Did you mean for her to die? Of course not. But still, apologize. You said it. Something bad happened. Don't be a dick. He continues to be a dick. I don't care. I'm not reading what he writes anymore. I could give a crap. I did see somewhere that Evil Angel or someone from Evil Angel may have said that they'll never hire him again. Look, some of the aftermath and crap that's gone back to him is just the kind of bullying that we don't want to ever see happen again. So don't do that. Don't wish harm on him. Don't engage him. But hey, if you want to stand by that statement and continue to be an absolute jackass and not work, that's okay with me. After the fact, Kurt Lockwood also got into it a little bit. I think the less said about him, the better. I haven't had a bad thought about Kurt in years, and he pops up and just stepped all in it. I believe he's also deleted the tweet, so you know, trying to erase evidence of that. So obviously, in the aftermath of her death, people are very sad. This is a woman that really no one has anything bad to say about. She wasn't out there taking on causes and screaming and yelling and fighting with people and starting Twitter drama, which, you know, if you follow enough porn stars on Twitter, that's going to be your feed. So I think, you know, one of the lessons here is the opportunism that popped up in the aftermath. I mean, Kevin put out a message fairly soon after saying basically he needed time and space and to leave it alone. And I think most people did, except the people that wanted to pile on, that wanted to create, you know, a counter-bullying campaign. You know, that's not right. And wanted to create opportunism for themselves and to make it a cause. And, I mean, anti-bullying and mental health are good causes to be addressed in the adult industry. They need to be. I'm not sure really what we do about cyberbullying. As an industry that is deeply concerned with free speech, we have to be very careful what we advocate, obviously, and not. But what happened was, even before we knew what happened, fingers were pointed and people were talking mental illness and bullying, and that part I think was really irresponsible. We didn't really even, I hate to say, let the body get cold, but it's true. People were already out crusading long before there was any sort of information out there, and it was very, very sad. So we still see it. A week later, there's still these sort of warring factions and people trying to rally the industry together, which is a wonderful thing, but then other people tearing down other people's efforts. It's this sort of ridiculous back and forth, and it feels like we're just not learning at all. So, I mean, that's kind of the story. It appears that there was some depression. I'm sure the bullying didn't help. And in the aftermath, is anyone going to talk about viral loads and crossover performers? Is working with a crossover performer more dangerous? Can someone give numbers? One counter argument is lots of performers are crossover and people don't even know it. All these are issues, and we don't want to talk about issues in the wake of someone who everyone loved tragically passing at 23. I mean, I can't even imagine what Kevin's feeling, what her family and friends are feeling. It's a horrible thing. And then to see how people treated her in the hours up to her death, and to see how people are reacting in her name. Some people really need to get control of what they're writing. Seriously, you knowing the kind of person she was, do you think this is what she'd want you to write? Knowing the reaction that their words might have had on her, is seeking retribution through mean tweets, is that helping anything? And it's a question. You deal with it how you want to deal with it. I reposted a few angry tweets in Jackson's direction and got a hold of myself a little bit and realized that's not helping anything. He was expressing his opinion. If he's not man enough to apologize for the shit he said, well, whatever. Not my concern. I don't think I'm ever going to have to deal with the guy. So in the end, we lost someone way too soon to a variety of things. And we basically showed ourselves as a community willing to say the worst things about each other, willing to counter that with more bullying and more attacks. I don't think this was our finest hour. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching from a soapbox here. I certainly had my share of negativity. But maybe just back up a little bit, listen a little more, and be a little better to each other. And, you know, just not be dicks all the time. That's it. Rest in peace, August Ames, and to those who knew and loved her, best thoughts and positive energy. Thanks for listening to this, guys. We will get back into the award podcast series shortly. If you guys want to look into it, if you got any comments, comment at the bottom of the page. If you're looking at this on YouTube, comment on the video if you'd like. Just please keep it nice. I really don't want to. I don't want to add to the negativity. So, thanks very much. Raj from RajReviews.com.